Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and the very best in sports. And right here at YSR, we've got an incredible lineup, 24-7, always delivering the very best in sports programming. In fact, we've got a brand new program on Thursday nights called Nothing But Net with our very own Joe George and former NBA player Troy Hudson, who had an incredible collegiate career at Southern Illinois that led him to the NBA and had an 11-year career, played with five different teams, the Jazz, the Clippers, the Orlando Magic, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Warriors. And we are so blessed tonight to have him in studio with us. Good evening and welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So Nothing But Net has been on our radio airwaves for about a month now. What has the past month been like for you?
It's been great. You know, walking around the house and being able to tell my wife I'm a Yahoo Sports analyst, you know,
yeah.
So she gives me a little bit for that. But, you know, it's a dream come true. I majored in radio and television at SIU, so for me to finally get a chance to go on air and talk basketball, hey, what better can you have?
You know, I mentioned the Open, Troy, an 11-year NBA career, and some players struggle with the transition and making that crossover after your playing days. Why has it been different for you, and why have you been able to make such a seamless transition? Because you have several other business ventures as well.
Yes, I mean, I think it's more or less just slowing down. Usually when you're playing, you're moving so fast. You're in a different city night after night. You know, your summers are more vacation because you're just trying to get away and recover from a long season. But I think the key component to really transitioning is starting while you're playing. You know, have a focus on what you want to do when you retire. And I think it makes the transition much easier. And I've always done things, you know, during the season to make my transitions easier. Entertainment, I own a construction company. So I've always been trying to branch off and brand myself in different ways.
You know, one of the things I appreciate about you, you know, doing research is that, Troy, you've always dreamed big. You know, when you had folks telling you that you wouldn't be able to make it to the NBA, you were undersized as a two guard, you always knew that you could make it to the top. But the other thing, too, is that you were willing to put in the time. One of the things I want our audience to know, 14 hours a day, you'd play hoops and ball?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm from Carbondale, Illinois, small city.
So
there's not much anything else to do, you know. So, but, you know, basketball was just a passion of mine, and I knew where I wanted to go. And I knew that I had to work extra hard because coming from a small area, it was tough to get noticed. So I just wanted to make sure that I was prepared so when I do get a chance, I can just shine. And I've always gave myself that opportunity to shine by being prepared. So
where did that that drive, that ambition, where did that come from? That you, obviously basketball, it was a big part of your life. You know, it was your sanctuary.
I'm not sure. It probably comes from my grandmother, my mom. You know, my mom's always the type of person that she thinks that if I have a project that she can get it to Barack Obama. And I'm like, Mom, it's not that easy. She's like, no, we can get it to Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
So as I grow older, I kind of realize where I got that work ethic and that determination and drive from. And I think, you know, I just reach for the sky. And, you know, coming from, like I said, a small city like mine, you just really had to dream because you didn't see much.
So take us back to that high school, those high school playing days, and then you made the crossover, went to collegiate Division I. You signed with, Norm Stewart at the University of Missouri, but you were only there a semester. Why did you make the switch and go to be with the Salukis in Southern Illinois?
Well, I grew up watching, you know, Salukis. You know, it's my hometown.
And that's your hometown?
Yes.
Why didn't you go there in the first place?
Because I also grew up watching Mizzou on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And I grew up watching Doug Smith, Anthony Peeler, Melvin Booker, and just seeing them guys play in the Big 12 against Danny Manning and all those guys, I wanted to go to a bigger conference. And, you know, when I got to Missouri, they watched me play my whole high school career. They didn't miss a game. Kim Anderson, who was a wonderful coach, wonderful guy, he never missed a game. So when they brought me there, I thought they knew that I was going to shoot the ball every time I touched it. But apparently they thought that they could turn me into, you know, more of a Jacques Vaughn-type point guard.
Oh, yeah.
And it just didn't work out for me. You know, it's a great, you know, university, great system, great coaches, but it just wasn't my style of play.
Former NBA player Troy Hudson is with us in studio tonight, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He had an 11-year career in the NBA with the Jazz, the Clippers, the Orlando Magic, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Warriors. And also, he is now one of our hosts on our network. You can listen to him on Thursday nights. The show is titled Nothing But Net, works with Joe George. One of the things that I reflect on your collegiate career, you were recently in 2011, you were inducted into the Southern Illinois Hall of Fame. What did that mean to you?
I mean, that meant everything. You know,
when family's there.
Family's there.
That's incredible.
My high school coach is there.
Were your children there too?
My son was there.
Your son.
My daughter wasn't born
yet. You got a 3-year-old, right?
Yes.
Okay.
3-year-old. He was there. I don't even think he was walking. But just to be, you know, growing up and walking through the halls at SIU whenever I went to basketball camps, you would see those Hall of Fame pictures up there, you know, Dick Gregory and, you know, players like that. And you would say, you know, one day I'm going to be on this wall. And then for me to finally get a chance to do it, and I couldn't believe when I gave my speech, I just cried the whole time. Uh-huh. And I've never, you know, broke down like that. So something came out of me that night that just all the hard work really paid off, and you can just see it in that moment.
I'm sure it was almost spiritual, wasn't it?
It had to be spiritual because I couldn't stop crying.
Oh. Hey, Troy Hudson is with us in studio tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. It's my first time to meet him. I'm so excited to kind of relive some of those amazing memories. So tell us what your journey was getting to the NBA. You were not drafted out of college. What, you were a free agent and signed on with the Jazz?
Yes, I was a free agent, you know, when I declared, because I came out my junior year.
That's right. Yeah. Now, why did you do that? I'm just curious.
You know, after scoring 22 a game for 2 years, you know, we really didn't bring in much more talent. So I just thought to myself, like, you know, next year is not going to be any better. We're probably still going to have a losing, you know, season. So I talked to my coach at the time, Rich Heron, and he was like, go for it, big guy. So when I declared, all the scouts were saying, he's undersized. He's a 2-guard stuck in a point guard's body. He probably maybe play overseas, but we don't even think he'll play professional basketball. So, but I knew that if I was given the opportunity and the chance that I can prove myself. So I came out anyway, knew I wasn't going to get drafted. I went to some summer leagues, summer camps, and then I went to Utah, and I went to summer camp there. And I just played my butt off. I played extremely hard, and Jerry Sloan just loved me. And maybe it had something to do with him being the Southern Illinois McLeansboro kid. You know, he knew how, you know, my role there. But, you know, he really loved me. But he's one of those guys that if you just play hard and play like with reckless abandon and don't fear anything, you know, those are the type of players that he liked. And that's pretty much what I did.
I'm so glad you bring up Jerry Sloan. You talk about a Hall of Fame basketball coach. You played for Flip Saunders. You've had the opportunity to play for a number of terrific coaches in the league. You know, what was that like, and what did you learn from, you know, someone like a Jerry Sloan?
I mean, it was that was a blessing in disguise by not getting drafted and then having an opportunity to start my career off in Utah.
What a great base.
A great base because I learned how to be a professional. You know, when you start off your career in some other places like the Clippers in those days, you may not learn to be a professional, but I knew what it meant to be a professional by watching, you know, Jerry Sloan, Karl Malone, and John Stockton every day. So I had an opportunity to really learn at an early, you know, early time in my career.
Well, let's also pay tribute to the late and great Flip Saunders, having the opportunity to play for him. I know you had mentioned it last time that you were on the program, but one of the things, takeaways that as I've listened to former players or coaches that have worked alongside him or played for him, is that he was able to make that personal connection, that emotional connection, and he would do something really sweet. Do you have a special memory with Coach Saunders?
Oh, yes. I mean, Coach Saunders was just a genius of a coach. And when I say genius, it wasn't about only the X's and O's, but he knew how to relate with his players.
Wonderful.
And I think that's probably the key component to being a great coach. And one time when I first got there, I was filling Terrell Brandon's shoes, and that's the reason why I got signed with them, because he was hurt. So I come in, I was only supposed to be a backup, I mean a starter for a minute, and then be a backup when he come back. But I ended up starting the whole year, but I remember before the season started, I was kind of going through the motions trying to fit in. And he pulled me aside. He said, look, you the point guard. You play your game, and we'll react to you. And from that moment on, he kind of turned my career because I was able to be Troy Hudson for probably the first time ever in my NBA career.
Well, we certainly appreciate you dropping by tonight. I know this is a short segment, but it's an honor to meet you. Thank you so much, Troy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations on your new show, too.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead tonight, right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.